Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A warrant was issued Friday afternoon for a man accused of stealing over $270,000 from Dakota County. County Attorney James Backstrom announced that 39-year-old Vang Yi Lang Yang of Fridley has been charged with 5 counts of theft by swindle in connection with the disappearance of said dollars from the housing fund. Yang allegedly took the money from April 2016 to May 2018 while he worked as an employee with the Dakota County Community Development Agency. He was fired on June 26th. In May, the agency discovered the irregularities. Checks were written to CDA clients who were deceased, no longer eligible, or weren't clients. As the CDA's software system coordinator, Yang had the ability to create the fraudulent accounts. Those checks were then deposited into 2 separate bank accounts, both listing Yang as account holder. Backstrom said, "This is a major economic crime for which we intend to seek an aggravated sentence." A warrant has been issued for Yang's arrest. Anyone who has information about his whereabouts should contact the Eagan Police Department at 651-675-5700. Northfield's Fire Hall is getting buttoned up as they continue to work on the expansion.
There's been a lot of roof work. They're working on putting new windows in. And it looks like all the concrete bituminous work's pretty good there, but the landscaping is going to carry over into the new year. So.
That's Administrator Ben Martig. He noted that work continues inside as well. As for more road construction, he said staff will be acquiring annexations for Spring Creek Road.
And we're getting easement acquisitions from some of the ownership and then award of the project coming in under bid as well.
The intersection of Jefferson and Highway 246 has been talked about consistently for years. Martig said they got a little bit of a surprise. Some money opened up through a grant.
And so we were notified that we were awarded up to $900,000 to look at adding in a roundabout at that location.
It's a 1.8-mile project, so that's big news. They've also applied for a $480,000 grant that they'll find out about in mid-December. Those dollars will create some serious discussion with council.
We have a long ways to go on design and even talking about financing and probably also some policy discussions about, okay, what about the underpass idea?
Should things fall into place, design work would happen in 2019 with possible construction in 2020. And similar to drug court, Veterans Court is a collaborative process that includes the prosecutor, defense counsel, judge, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and other community-based support organizations. The goal of Veterans Court is to rehabilitate and restore veterans as active, contributing members of their community. Rice County Attorney John Fossum has been on the planning committee to create a Veterans Court within our judicial district, which is 11 counties. What they've decided to do is...
We will probably have 2 veterans courts within this large judicial district, and we'll have one meeting on the eastern side of the district, probably Rochester or Winona, and we'll have one on the eastern part of the district, probably in Owatonna.
One of the questions Fossum asked was how many veterans they really have in the system. Right now, there are 31 on probation, which is a lot more than he thought.
We have a lot of people who have some kind of PTSD. We have a lot of people who have multiple tours of combat. Maybe they don't have an entirely honorable discharge, and so they felt like they've had some self-worth issues as a result of that. They've had issues where they think they're not eligible for anything.
Part of the idea is to connect them with the benefits available to them. Fossum said they'll look at grant funding and will have volunteer time for corrections officers, defense attorneys, including Northfield Counselor Greg Colby, and prosecuting attorneys. They hope to be up and running by February. News from around the state is next.